Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sangamo Therapeutics, a biotech player that might not be on everyone's radar, but definitely deserves a closer look if you're hunting for long-term opportunities in the healthcare space. I'm pumped to dive into this one with you today, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for this company, while also giving you the bigger picture on where they stand and what could drive their future. So, let's get right into it. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Sangamo Therapeutics is a clinical stage biotech company focused on developing genomic medicines. They're in the business of tackling serious diseases through gene therapy, gene editing, and other innovative approaches. Operating in the biotechnology industry within the broader healthcare sector, they're based in the U.S. and have a team of dedicated folks working on cutting-edge therapies. Their mission? To transform lives with treatments for conditions that currently have limited options. Now, let's set the stage with some recent context before we jump into the deep analysis. Looking at the latest buzz around Sangamo, there's a mix of promising updates and some challenges that have caught the market's attention. From recent news snippets, it's clear the company is pushing hard on their clinical programs, with a focus on key trials that could be game changers. However, performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs over various timeframes. Over the past year, returns haven't exactly been stellar, lagging behind some industry peers, though there are signs of short-term momentum in the last month or so, with a noticeable uptick. Compared to the broader biotech industry, Sangamo's performance shows they're not leading the pack, but they're not entirely out of the race either. So what's driving this, and what should you, as a long-term investor, keep an eye on? Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis to get a clear picture. Strengths. Starting with the good stuff, Sangamo Therapeutics has a strong foundation in genomic medicine, an area that's got massive potential as healthcare shifts toward personalized treatments. Their pipeline includes therapies for rare and serious conditions, which often come with less competition and high unmet needs, perfect for carving out a niche. Financially, their latest earnings call for Q4 and full year 2024 highlighted some solid progress. While I won't bore you with every number, they've shown resilience in managing their cash runway, which is critical for a clinical stage company burning through funds on R&D. Their balance sheet reflects a decent level of cash and equivalents, giving them breathing room to push forward with trials. Another plus is their focus on partnerships. From the earnings call summary, it's evident they're actively seeking strategic collaborators for key programs like their Fabry disease trial. If they land the right partner, this could inject both capital and expertise, reducing risk for investors like us. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio are in a reasonable spot, suggesting they can cover short-term obligations without immediate distress. For a biotech, that's a quiet but important strength when so many in this space struggle with liquidity. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Sangamo has some hurdles that could weigh on their trajectory. One glaring issue is profitability, or rather, the lack of it. Looking at their income statements, net income remains deep in the red, and their net profit margin is far from inspiring. This isn't uncommon for biotechs in the clinical stage, but it's a reminder that returns are likely years away if they come at all. Their return on equity and return on invested capital are also underwhelming, signaling they're not yet generating meaningful value from the capital they've deployed. For long-term investors, this raises questions about efficiency and whether management is allocating resources wisely. Debt is another concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's high enough to keep an eye on, especially if they need to raise more funds through borrowing. A heavy debt load in a high-risk industry like biotech can spook investors if interest rates tick up or markets tighten. Lastly, recent performance metrics show they've underperformed compared to the broader biotech industry over longer timeframes like the past 5 years. This suggests they're struggling to keep pace with competitors who might have stronger pipelines or better execution. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty to get excited about when we talk opportunities. The genomic medicine space is exploding, and Sangamo is well positioned to ride this wave if they can deliver on their clinical trials. Their focus on conditions like Fabry disease, as mentioned in the earnings call, could be a massive win if they secure regulatory approval and a strong partner. These are high-value markets with patients desperate for solutions. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks intriguing. While it's not dirt cheap, the average forward PE suggests the market isn't overpricing their future earnings potential just yet. Compared to the industry average PE, there might be room for upside if they hit key milestones. For those of you comfortable with a bit of risk, this could signal a buying window before the hype kicks in. Geographically, their revenue segments show a focus on key regions, and there's potential to expand further if they can scale successful therapies. Biotech is a global game, and tapping into emerging markets down the line could be a growth driver. Finally, industry trends are in their favor. The healthcare sector, especially biotech, continues to see strong investor interest, with performance metrics showing positive momentum over multiple timeframes. If Sangamo can capitalize on this tailwind with a breakthrough, the long-term payoff could be substantial. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks, and in biotech there are plenty. First and foremost, clinical trial failures are a constant threat. The earnings call mentioned ongoing efforts in key programs, but if these trials don't yield positive results, the stock could tank. Biotech investors know this all too well. One bad data readout can wipe out years of gains. Competition is fierce in the genomic medicine space. Bigger players with deeper pockets could outmaneuver Sangamo, either by accelerating their own therapies or snapping up partnerships that Sangamo is banking on. Their underperformance relative to the industry hints they're already feeling this pressure. Financially, their free cash flow yield isn't great, and with ongoing losses, they may need to dilute shareholders through equity raises. If you're holding for the long haul, dilution can erode your stake over time, and it's something to watch closely. Lastly, macroeconomic factors can't be ignored. Rising interest rates or a pullback in risk appetite could hit small-cap biotechs like Sangamo hard, especially given their debt levels. If funding dries up, their ability to sustain R&D could take a hit. So, where does this leave us? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Sangamo Therapeutics is a classic high-risk, high-reward play. On one hand, their innovative focus on genomic medicine and potential in niche markets like Fabry disease could make them a standout in the biotech space over the next decade. On the other, the road to profitability is long, fraught with clinical and financial risks, and they're not exactly leading their peers right now. For long-term investors, this is a stock to watch rather than rush into. Keep an eye on their trial results and partnership announcements. Those will be the catalysts that could swing their trajectory one way or the other. If you're building wealth through calculated risks, Sangamo might deserve a spot on your radar, but temper your position size with the volatility in mind. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Sangamo in the comments. I'd love to hear if you're bullish or bearish on their future. Until next time, keep stacking those gains and investing smart.